And welcome back to Rosie on the House. Where in this particular hour, we're kind of highlighting the laundry room, and you've heard Jennifer get on her soapbox about washing machines. Will we or won't we ever return to the front loaders? Would love to know your opinion if you've tried each one. I just know I've spent more on washing machines in the last 15 years than my mother, who with 8 kids, spent on her top loader in 40 years.
I think if you peek at line one there, you'll see that there's someone who is on hold with an opinion.
Oh, okay. Hello, line one. Don?
Hello.
It's that Don.
It's that Don. Oh. It's the architect Don here to defend himself.
Oh, welcome to my world, Don.
Two and a half hour meeting. Rosie, come on.
The room was 7 by 10 or 8 by 12 at the most, Don.
Yeah, it was indeed. But the 2.5 hours you will recall between your two naps also included.
So I was caught. Dang it.
Yeah, you were, you were sitting behind the client, so I could see you over their shoulders.
Perfect.
They never knew.
Perfect. Very strategic.
Well, half of the time was kid wrangling.
Well, the kids were in a new house, and they were kind of excited.
They were excited. They're delightful children, but they were children. And we spent more time getting juice and going in and out and roller skating through the kitchen. But you know what? I found that extremely informative.
Well, why don't
because
you
it explain
take...
to me oh, what craziness she had to deal with?
Minute by minute,
to run the ship.
Yes, take us through some of the questions. I mean, you literally just made her think through every inch of that room, and I could tell at moments she was a little pained by it. But I do know she was elated when we were done.
Oh yeah, it was a very very good session, and it resulted in great satisfaction, and you did a great job in putting the whole thing together and interpreting the design and executing it perfectly. So what we had to do was kind of figure this out, not so much architecturally as thinking like industrial engineers, because the programming session really centered on process. How in the world, ma'am, do you manage to get washing done? And that machine must be going every hour of every day in her world. And so what all my questions were for her in this particular case was, how does she do the laundry? And mind you this, Mr. Never in the laundry room yourself. mind you, this is how to involve the gaggle of kids in the process of the laundry. And so we not only had to program every step of the way from left to right on this long counter in the laundry room.
Oh, that wasn't enough. He took her 360.
No, no, no.
He took her 360.
Well, it was 360 and then some.
Oh, it was.
The laundry process, as she explained to us, begins in each child's bedroom. And so the laundry extended out into the closets of the four kids, where they were taught to separate their laundry types. And so then they could dutifully drag their little bags into the laundry room and dump them in the appropriate hopper drawers in the laundry. And so that way, just like you said earlier in the program, you didn't have to sort the laundry there. So we went through that whole process of laying this thing out from left to right. So you have the washer and the dryer in the right spot. And then it was how to sort, how to fold, Where does all the soap go? Where does the ironing board hang? Where do you do the ironing? In this little skinny long galley room? No, you take it into the next room. Oh, yeah, the next room. We had to put a door into their family room because this was an old 1959 ranch house that the laundry room was accessed through the double carport outside.
Exactly. So I still haven't lived. I still haven't lived that project down. My crew still calls me Mr. Clean. And there's a picture of me on the refrigerator in the office. You know Mr. Yeah. Clean, with my head on top of that man's shoulders. Because it was one of those jobs where I met the gentleman at the house earlier, a couple weeks earlier. I looked in there. And he said, well, how much to make a laundry room out of this? I said, oh, about X. Well, I didn't step in to the laundry room to see that the entire service electric panel would have to be relocated. So it was one of those situations where Rosie's presumptuousness gave the job to the client for half what my team would normally charge, but twice what the client wanted to spend. So it was in that, I was in that vortex, Don.
Oh yeah,
man. Oh man, well, Rosie and his itself, presumptions.
The room you began with was too small. The little laundry room that was there from 1957 was too small. So the reason you had to get rid of the electric panel is you busted out the wall into the next storage room. And so you were able to enlarge it and make literally a factory production line of great efficiency. And I might add, thanks to the cabinet people who made the opportunities available for the wife's choices, it's a beautiful laundry room. It's pleasant. We kept the window that was in there for both ventilation and for natural light. And it's quite a production line with style.
Yes, it is.
It really looked great.
Don, I have a question for you. So, you know, we recently went through the process with you. We're looking at taking a home we own and adding a place for Mom. And there's a lot involved in that. And Rosie said to me, you know, I have this meeting with Don, and I'd like you to be there. And I thought, you know,
that was a mistake.
I should have
taken that meeting just with Don.
I didn't realize what was involved. I thought we were just going to be looking at ideas. I had no idea. And so Rosie invited Mom and myself. And I think we spent 2 hours together. I was totally blown away. You know, you ask so many questions that I hadn't even ever considered, that I wouldn't have considered. And then the preliminary plans you came back with, that's all I can think about. I can't wait.
Jennifer never even heard of a she study.
I know, I'm so excited.
Until she met Don Ryden.
She study, yes.
And with a little atrium out front, I dream about that room. I never, and I'm not a dreamer, so I never had taken the time to think, what would I like if I were living here? And Don asked me the question, what do you like to do? And I was like, wow, what do I like to do? So I actually pulled out what I do in my laundry room and we're putting in the she study. But I had a question for you. Those questions that you ask, are those just intuitive from you being an architect for so very long, or is that part of the training of an architect? Would people expect that would be the process they would get when they met with one?
To a degree, it's kind of an outline, and all architects kind of start from the outside and they spiral in to the center. So it's just organizing it room by room or function by function and starting with the biggest ideas first and working your way down. Mm. Now, when it comes to doing your new laundry room, young lady, we haven't even begun yet to program that. Now, for some clients, they like to have the specificity of knowing where everything is and how it all works. I did a house design for a gourmet chef. We designed her kitchen down to each and every chef's knife slot in every drawer and figuring out how low to put the counter here for her wok to be used and how to have the KitchenAid mixer on a spring-loaded stand that would pop out of the cupboard and stand up right next to the counter. It was pretty amazing. But the most amazing thing that I want to take from her experience and give to you is to have a whole layout in the laundry room for gift wrapping. Yes, Rosie, there is such a thing.
I guess.
As a complete gift wrap station with all of the rolls of paper up underneath the cabinets, you know, usually where you hang your paper towels. But we had rolls of paper hung down for birthday, Christmas, you know, every occasion. And rolls, drawers for bows, and a big open area where you could lay out the box and wrap it all up. So anybody can invent what they need. And the architect doing what he ought to, or what she ought to, is to be a good listener.
That's tough.
Well, you were really definitely that.
Particularly in remodels, I always tell my clients that I actually have two clients in a remodel job. One is the people, and the other is the house.
Hmm. There you go.
So I have to listen to both of them for the opportunities and constraints offered therein, and help the people understand or make up their own minds about what their priorities are. Because you can have a wish list a furlong long, but you're only going to get a yardstick worth of affordability. So you must figure out what your priorities are in that room. So maybe you're not going to get the gift wrap station.
Every time Don comes on, he blows my mind.
I know. He's just that way.
So I got to ask this question because we asked Becky, I did last time she was on. Don, who in the world came up with a dryer vent that goes up to the roof? That makes no sense to me.
The architect who designed my house. That's me. My beautiful bride Lisa here and I were listening just a moment ago, and the guy called in with his 27-year-old unclean dryer vent. They were talking about us.
Oh, boy. All right.
It goes in the wall, goes up and out the roof. It has four bends in it, and it hadn't been cleaned at our house in 27 years. And finally, the dryer refused to dry.
Yeah.
That was our wake-up call.
There you go.
And so I didn't know that that dryer vent stuff was such great camping tinder for campfires.
Oh, it is. It's great. It makes your grandchildren think you're like, you know, the original wood-rubbing Native American fire starter. Well, Don, I'm glad you got in and defended yourself. I don't think I said anything in segment two that was insultive. I really do think you're one of the best programmers. I'm just going to schedule your programming meeting when I'm doing something else. Well, a man Don and I worked with, God rest his soul, Bruce Kimball, he'd say, Rosie, when the client goes to Clyde Hardware to pick hardware, he says, here's my phone number. Make sure you call me with an emergency. I'm not going to sit through those meetings for 4 hours while they decide hinges and door pulls. Don, I'm glad you got in. Don Ryden of Ryden Architects. Don, why don't you give folks your phone number if they've got that home and that housewife that needs to be listened to for their project?
Oh, sure. It's always my pleasure to help folks out. So Ryden Architects, give me a call at 602-253-5381.
And the website?
Just email me at don@rydenarchitects.com.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you got in, Don. I still think that's the best laundry room I've ever done, but maybe I've got one coming up in my future that'll beat it very soon at a home close to me. All right, Don, you have a great weekend, my friend.
Okay, take care, everyone.
Oh,
bless you.
Oh, man.